Let's get back to today's top story, the fires burning here in Southern California.
Nearly 400 square miles have burned, 300,000 people evacuated, and more than 1,000 homes destroyed. That's just in the San Diego area.
Mark Peroni and his family were evacuated late yesterday from their home in the town of Poway. His brother lives just down the street. He was also evacuated. In the middle of the night, Mark decided to go back and check on both of those homes. I reached Mark Peroni a few hours after he had arrived.
When I got here at 3 o'clock in the morning, there was a fire at my brother's house and nobody around. So I had to go. I spent 2 hours putting that out.
You put out your brother's fire?
Yep.
So you saved your brother's home?
Well, pretty much.
Wow. So you took a garden hose and just went over there with...
Oh, no. There's no hoses. There's no lights. There's no... So I used my minivan and turned it into a fire engine. Just got a whole bunch of storage boxes, plastic boxes, and filled them with water and a bucket, and just kept running back and forth between my brother's house and my house and dumping water on it. And then we stopped one fire anyway. And then I talked to my neighbor just now who just came back, and he said he's put out two of them in the last day at other people's houses with tool sheds that caught on fire. And one of my other neighbors across the street is a sheriff, and he knocked on my door and told me that I was supposed to leave, but he wasn't going to make me leave. And they caught a looter in his house last night.
A looter?
A looter in the sheriff's house, yeah.
So it seems like you're just on your own out there.
Pretty much.
And describe to me what you see in front of you. What does it look like?
Well, right now it's blue skies, and there are two houses of the sheriff just pulled up, and he's here too. But he said that there's two houses fully engulfed in flames about a mile from us. And it looks like the fire is moving south, but the winds have changed since I've been here, and I'm talking about real wind, every direction. It's going straight east, it's going straight west, and all, you know, about an hour ago there was huge red smoke coming our way, and now it's all going south.
So it could change at a moment's notice with the
yep.
winds. How long have you lived there?
A year
in this
yep.
house?
Yep.
So I imagine you've never seen anything like this before.
No, my brother was in the Scripps Ranch fire 3-4 years ago, and I went up and helped him get stuff out of his house. And now, of course, he moved here, and now he's in the middle of this one.
So you sound like you're not terribly afraid of being there with the flames.
Oh, no, no. Once the kids get out of the house, I'm fine.
So how long are you going to stay there?
I'm staying. I'm not going. I'm staying here for the until there's flames next door. I'm going to stay here.
Do you have a mask, or what are you
wearing?
I
just have a respirator.
A respirator?
Yeah. Home Depot. I got the last one Saturday night at Home Depot.
So describe your property. Is it in a wooded area?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it wooded, but there are a lot of trees here. The average lot size is 1/2 acre. There are a lot of pine trees. There's a lot of cypress trees. It's called Green Valley, and a lot of trees.
And had you done any clearance recently?
Well, we just bought it 1.5 years ago, and so we've been clearing it constantly because nobody did anything for 40 years. So we've cleared out tons and tons of underbrush and trees in the last year. Our house is actually pretty safe compared to most of them around here. It's all dirt because we're going to build a bigger house, and so we've been preparing it for that. So it's mostly surrounded by dirt.
And your wife and kids, where are they?
They're in Oceanside in a Days Inn hotel.
In a hotel?
Yep.
And did they not want you to go back to the house, or did
they didn't know I went.
They didn't?
No.
You just left in the middle of the night?
Yeah. It's easier that way.
What did your wife say when she found out you'd gone?
Oh, she knows. She's fine. She's great. she expects this sort of thing from me. we were in a small hotel room with two kids, two adults, and two large German shepherds who weren't allowed in the hotel room, but we had them in there anyway. And they got kind of restless about 2 o'clock, and so I said, I better get out of here with the dogs. And so I took them to the beach and then decided I wanted to come and see what was going on down here.
And it's a good thing you did.
Yep.
Saved your brother's house. Mark Peroni, thank you for speaking with me. I won't waste any more of your cell phone minutes. And
thanks.
Good luck battling the fire.
Bye.